Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you looking for a more fulfilled life? Well, if you answered yes, then I can help. You see, as an entrepreneur myself, I help women just like you gain confidence and supplement their income with a home-based business through pharmacy. Call or text me, Deb Castile, at 920-360-6387 to set up a one-on-one to see how you too can lead the life of abundance that you desire. Take that leap. You have nothing to lose and so much to gain.
Well, hello, my witches. It's your girl, Pearl. Sorry I've been MIA. I just had a lot of going on. So, a little tea time, shall we? Stacy is not here. She is not feeling too good. So, she is going to be sitting this one out. Last week, I was really busy. I was designing some t-shirts. I had posted those on Pearl's Facebook page. If you hadn't already checked it out, make sure you stop by and see it. I've noticed that for a while, since I started posting a lot of pro-Trump stuff on my Facebook page, a lot of my content hasn't been showing up in people's news feeds. It just hasn't been getting any views, any looksies, or anything. So, my apologies for that. Lately, I've been gravitating towards Clapper a lot. That's just how the winds blow sometimes. So, that's just what's been going on in my neck of the woods. Let's see here. So, this episode is going to be chatting about manifestations. I went ahead and I thought of a good way to explain exactly what way I could explain it. And I came up with the example of everything that you have. Just take a moment. Recall everything that you have. Everything from the shoes on your feet to the toilet paper you wipe your butt with to the shampoo you wash your hair with to the hat that you never wear. Anything and everything. Your family, your friends, your job, your gemstones, your magic, your craft, everything, anything. Those are products of your manifestations. Okay, that's the end of this episode. Bless be. Okay, no, I'm just joking. Those are all products of your manifestations. Those are all things that you wanted. You came up with a plan to get them. You put that desire out in the universe in one way or another. Either if it was getting into your car to go to the store to purchase it, if it was to, I don't know, pull up your computer and go online and buy what you want. Or even if it's something like artsy and learning how to play a musical instrument, all of those are all products of your manifestations. Your manifestations are things that you would want and to turn them into a reality. So it's your desires, your wants, your needs that you manifest, that you take it, you make a plan, and you put it into motion. That is the best way I can describe what a manifestation is. There's been plenty of times where y'all have heard me with Stacy saying how she needs to have, like, how she's always wished and wanted, like, her kid's dad to learn a lesson. She always said that. She always put those out there. And then eventually, it came. Was it inevitable? Perhaps. I have a few manifestation projects that I have going on right now. Speaking of, I think I might light me a candle here soon to give it some boost and love and some extra strength. Put a little bit more intentions into it, a little bit more action. I wondered if y'all had did your journaling or not. If so, how's that coming along? It has been 2 weeks now. Has any of your fortunes came true? Has any of your manifestations paid out? If so, let me know how it went for you. To be honest with you guys, I'm having a hard time trying to concentrate right now. I just feel I'm not in the right spot mentally. Not like a bad thing, but like my energy just feels really drained. I don't know what it is. I guess it's the holidays that are starting to take its toll on me. It has been a little stressful this Thanksgiving. Many of you all know that it was our first one without our father. So there was some tears. I think all the way around. And guys, I just have to tell you this just because my husband is so sweet. And he had very good intentions. But it just played out funny. Now, looking back, but at the time, I kind of like had to tell myself, I was like, he had very good intentions. Don't let it get to you. So, as I was kind of hinting at earlier, there was some tears. So, I said some things that I shouldn't have said just out of frustration. And it was to my mom, not about my mom, not about anything she did, but it was just, she just happened to be the person on the phone when I was just frustrated, and it just all unloaded on her. And I felt horrible, really horrible. Just so much weight and pressure that I had sitting on top of me, mentally and emotionally, since, you know, it is the first one without my father. And so I went to ask, I had pulled over in the Walmart parking lot, and I asked my husband if he needed anything from the Walmart, since I was there anyway. And he heard my voice being a little sniffly, is what he said. And he asked what was wrong, and, you know, I started crying, and I was like, I did this, and blah, blah, blah. He was like, do I need to call your mom? I was like, no, it's fine, I'll handle it, blah, blah, blah. Which, you know, he's never done that before, so I was like, whatever. Well, I do my shopping, I get done, I get home. I'm eating my favorite chocolatey treats during this time of the year. My little chocolate-covered cherries. I love those mugs. They're so good. And he was like, oh, I called your mom. I was like, stop joking. And he was like, no, I did. I said, no, you didn't. He was like, no, I really did. I was like, oh, okay, what happened? And he said, He said that he knows that whenever I get upset and I start crying, typically a couple of days later, I would start my period. So he told my mom that cried the other night, and typically when she cries over things, it's because she's about to start her period. He says usually when she's crying like that, she's about to start her period. I was like, okay. I stopped eating my cherries and I just walked away for a minute because I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. Like, you really called my mom and told her I was upset because I'm about to start my period. Like, wow. But all said is done, and then I was like, well, my mom is going to appreciate you sticking up for your wife. So that was a little something I thought was really funny I wanted to share with you guys. Speaking of husbands, so 1 year, it was 2010. Damn. 10 years ago. No, it wasn't. Okay. Yeah, all right. So it was 2011, that New Year's, I made a New Year's resolution. I guess you could call it a manifestation. It was something that I wanted. It was something I was working my way towards, and eventually I got it. So that year, I made a New Year's resolution that I wanted to get married. I wanted to settle down. I wanted to find my husband. That was my New Year's resolution that year. So, let's see here. The first half of that year, I dated a guy. He turned out to be a big jerk. Then I dated another guy. He was nice. I liked him, but he was still kind of married at the time. Very weird situation. So that ended. And then my husband came back into my picture, so that's very sweet. But I mean, I did my thing. I went out and I looked, and I was on a mission, and I looked and looked and looked, and that Christmas 2011, my husband proposed to me. So, oh. So that was something that I manifested, and it was something that I worked at, and it was something that happened. Just for an example, you know. Now, there's several ways you can manifest things. I mean, anything and anything that you want. It's all in your hands. You're your only person who is stopping you from getting these things that you want. I wanted my own podcast, so I made my own podcast. I wanted my own TikTok page, you know, so I did my own TikTok page, you know. And I'm sure every one of you can relate to this in your own lives. I'm sure there was something that you wanted. And I know there's several people that have personally messaged me from this podcast, telling me how they got what they wanted, and I was really happy for them. So, guys, you just have to make sure you put yourself a priority. Because without a happy and healthy you, you cannot make anyone else happy. No one can make you happy. That's something that you have to do on your own. Now me, I've always been about the simple things. The sun rises, the sun sets. Those are the things that makes my soul thirsty for. I can never get enough of them. Sorry guys, this is a little different than what I'm used to doing. I haven't recorded by myself in such a long time. It's difficult. I forgot what it was like. I'm not used to keeping myself. It's hard to bounce off of yourself. But yes, there's many ways that you can manifest things. One way you can choose, and the affirmation method. Example, I am grateful to have received $1,000 this week. Write out your affirmation on a piece of paper. Write your affirmation 55 times a day for 5 days straight. And then let it go. Once you have completed the 5 days, then let it go. The universe will do its work. But it's basically, you have to reprogram your brain. Subconsciously. If that makes any sense. A lot of people like to manifest money, but they don't want to put any work into it. They just throw it out there like, oh, I want this. But you can wish in one hand and shit in the other and find out which one fills up the quickest, like everyone says. But you have to do the work. You cannot be a lazy witch and expect to get everything and anything that you want. You have to put work into it. Even if it's mental work, emotional work, or physical work. But me, I'm typically like to like, I don't know about writing down these 5 times or 3 times thingies. I don't know if I find that very, productive, I guess. I think at some point, there's going to have to be some sort of action when it comes to a product of a manifestation. I'm going to keep going back to Stacy's example due to the fact that it was something that she constantly wanted. But at the same time, it was something that she knew instinctively that it was going to happen. She knew the circumstances were going to eventually lead to that end result with the cops being called on his baby mommy. Now, what happened, what could have happened, was just one thing that my sister could have said or done that could have changed the circumstances from him even going to the beach in the first place. Who knows, right? I've always thought that those things, they don't just come out of nowhere. They come from somewhere. It's from a manifestation from someone, somewhere. Someone that you probably never even met before. So, but remember, you do want to be kind to one another. You do not want to be putting out negative manifestations, because it could turn around to you one day. And I feel you should always do more good. Because I feel more good will come back to you. Like all of that name calling and ugh. It's kind of crazy. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what people expected would happen, but a lot of people like to do like a vision board. Some people like to visualize those things. They put everything and anything that they want, like on a little cork board or something. But I will try to get a better episode out next week. I am so sorry, guys. Like I said, this, I have so many other ideas that I'm being pulled to. I can't explain it. I just have to walk the path that is laid in front of me. This moment in our lives right now, regardless to what you believe, seriously, regardless, is something that is going down in the history books, that it's going to be talked about for hundreds of years. Guys, do you know who Henry VIII is? He's the last Tudor. He was known as the king who cut off all of the heads of his wives if they did not produce him an heir. I think he had 5 to 7 wives or something like that. But all of these shows were made after him throughout all of these years. And during that time, there was a big war on religion, sort of like history, how it repeats itself in a sense. But, and this is something now that we're going through now. A lot of people are calling it the Great Awakening. And see, guys, I keep getting drawn back into here. I really feel so bad that I cannot focus on a witchy topic for you guys. And it makes me feel really bad. It does. But this is who I am. And if I cannot be true to me, how can I be true to you? You know what I mean? Like I was saying, guys, this stuff is historic. It's going to be talked about for hundreds of years to come. To the Great Awakening, it's historic. I mean, it really truly is, this election in the United States. And sometimes I can't believe that we are actually witnessing this. It's in our lifetime. It's just amazing. Straight up amazing. I tell people on Clapper, if you're not making content in some shape or form, even if you have a diary, a journal, I mean, get your voice out, guys. You know, my podcast has that beautiful bird in there, my nightingale. And it's all about speaking. I'm sorry, guys, but without freedom of speech, then what do we have left to say? You know, we have nothing else left to say if we do not have freedom of speech. And I really am passionate about this. And I just wish I could just give you guys what you need at the same time. And I'm trying. I really am. But this is me. Like it. Love it. Hate it. Leave it. You all have a freedom here. You don't have to keep coming back here, but you do.
Thank you.
But I know eventually I will get back. To perhaps where y'all want me to be. But right now, I need to be where I need to be. I just want to make a difference in people's lives for the better. I don't think many people can hate on me for that. I always try to be that friend that people want to have. The friend that I always want to have. That I never seem to have. But right now there's a bigger purpose. And for all my spiritual warriors out there, you guys know that there is a dark versus light war that is going on. I didn't see it before. But there's one guy who introduced it to me. It was Clinton Withdrew. If you're unsure to who I'm speaking of, go back to my episode from early this summer. It was New Earth. Episode with Clinton. Huh. So much to talk about on that, I tell you. But I would say that it was him who started planting the seed of what was going to come. And I hate to say this, but he was so right. He was so right. And I should apologize to him. But I'm glad I did what I did, because I have it on record to give to you guys, to bring more awareness to you, to your friends, to your family. Yeah, that, go back and listen to that episode, because he talks a lot about quantum healing. Well, if you don't follow Q, or if you have no idea what I'm talking about, Q, QAnon, mainstream media has start talking about it. They're saying how it's a group of conspiracy theorists, blah, 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 totally right wing, blah, blah, blah. Well, see, guys, see how I end up back here? I just can't help it, guys. I'm trying, and I just end up back on this stuff. But that's where I'm needed right now. That's the best way I can explain it. Yeah. I'm satisfied with that. If you're unsure to what I'm talking about with this whole QAnon stuff, find me on Clapper. I keep telling y'all that. Okay, what is Clapper? Clapper is just like TikTok, but better. You can have up to 3 minutes versus the 1 minute. So I kind of like that part as it is. I liked not being censored. I like not having my voice removed. I like not having just someone erasing my existence. And that's how it makes you feel sometimes when you, someone who's like, that makes work and art and stuff like that. And when you make videos or a picture or something, and it's devastating for someone to just remove it without your consent. That's a huge violation, and especially with the freedom of speech. And I know I have Biden supporters. They may listen to this. I don't know. I probably lost people because they supported Biden. I don't know. Fine by me, you know, you don't want to listen, it's fine. But I'm an all-American witch here, okay? As a witch, and as many of you listening right now, you should understand the importance of freedom of religion. Without our Constitution, guys, that's the only thing that's keeping us from being a socialist country. And y'all don't understand that. And it drives me bananas. Because you don't see it. Because you've been too brainwashed. And now I'm sounding like a lunatic. Sometimes it's like leading a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. But yeah, guys. I have a duty. We all have a duty. I consider myself a light worker. My light worker duties and my spirit guides are telling me right now I am not needed on a podcast. And I don't want to admit to that, because I want a podcast. Does that make any sense? And it's all about manifestations. But sometimes you have something called destiny. Sometimes it's not always what you want to manifest. Sometimes you have to do what you're destined to do. Right now, I feel I am destined to be an advocate of freedom of speech. And it's on a platform where I'm having a larger audience. I'm getting to more people. More people are hearing me through that. And I feel that's where I'm needed. Don't think I'm giving up on you guys. I'm not giving up. I think if anything, I might slow down the podcast for now. I'm sorry, this is all raw and unfiltered, so there's going to be a lot of little pause moments in here, so thank you for sticking with me thus far. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with doing maybe every other week an episode for now. We got the holidays coming up. Got Yule coming up. I got my anniversary coming up. So I got a lot going on here soon. I will definitely get on here. I think my next episode will be in 2 weeks, guys. December the 15th. Yeah. And I'm okay with that. So I'm not abandoning you guys. I just know that there's only one of me. Okay. Seriously, there's only one of me. I feel like something has to give. I can only divide my time into 24 hours a day. And I have so many responsibilities, as we all, right? Yes. So I have to look at the facts too, guys, okay? My podcast typically gets about me 500 or 600 plays on one episode. The minimum 200 plays. Okay. And I lost count on exactly how many episodes I have now. But I'm going on almost a year. Well, technically, December the 5th will be a year that I started my podcast. So whenever I get back to you guys on my next episode, it will be a It would be a celebration.
It'd be a nice treat for you. Anyways, I'll put some work into it.
But yeah, guys, I think that's what we're going to do for right now until I can see at least until probably February when things would calm down for me anyways here in the States. anyways,
I hope.
I really hope. But, I hope I didn't bombard you guys with bad news. But I just want you to know I'm not giving up on you guys. I just want you all to understand that I feel that I have a higher purpose need somewhere else. And I should focus more time there.
Just for a short while. Just for a short while. All right, my witches. I really appreciate you all. And thank you for listening to this very special episode. It's a little different. Again. Make sure you take care of each other. And the only remedy for love is to love more. Practice safe magic. Bless be.
Okay, my witches, I done told you that we have merch now, so please be sure to check it out. It is in our link tree, so make sure you go to the episode description, click on the link tree, and you would see a little spot there for merch. Go to that website and pick your favorite. I think I'm going to start uploading that, more new ideas, and just start creating my, a little line here. I don't know. Whatever. Just my creative magic, I guess. Okay, my witches, check it out. Perfect for the holidays, especially the free speech ones. You will love it. I hope you enjoy it. And, check me out on the Clapper side. And don't forget, it's in the description. Bless be.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Wiccan Ways. If you haven't already, follow us on all of that social media shit. Go ahead and do it. You will find us there.
It's me, Pearl, signing out this mug.
And this is Stacy saying, catch you laters.
Bless be.
Bye.